This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
The Senate Committee for Senate Transportation will come to order. Reminder that if you're in the room, have your phone off, or there'll be a penalty if it rings during our session to be decided by the committee. Welcome online listeners and testifiers. Everybody would sign in if they're going to testify today and have your badges showing if you're a lobbyist or some other department. Will the secretary call the roll?
Senators Hone?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Sauter?
Here.
Shane Fish? Excused. Wheeler?
Here.
Beal?
Here.
Dibert?
Here.
Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. I would look for a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting. We have a motion by Senator Beal, a second by Senator Larson to approve the minutes from our last meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. A reminder to everyone, if you have handouts, have them distributed through the pages, and all the discussion goes through the chair. At this time, we'll have the pages introduce themselves. Tell us where you're from and what your plans are. Up to the little mic there, right by this testifying booth. Turn it on green and tell us all about yourself.
I'm Grant Roth. I'm a junior from O'Gorman in Sioux Falls. Someday I hope to plan studying engineering or business.
Thank you, Grant. Next.
My name is Aubrey Dowling. I'm from O'Gorman High School, and I'm a senior, and next year I plan on attending Augustana, and my major is undecided.
Thank you.
My name's Bailey Link. I'm a senior at Dakota Valley High School, and I plan on going to USD to major in medical biology.
Thank you for being here. Okay. Any personal privileges, introductions? No abuse of the privilege. Thank you. Consideration of bill. Senate Bill 174 includes certain types of vehicles in abandoned titling process. Proponent testimony. Welcome, Senator Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, David Wheeler, Senator from District 22, that is Beadle, Clark, and Spink counties. I had the pleasure of presenting to you today Senate Bill 174. The purpose of this bill is to clean up an area of law where there's a little bit of incongruity, where right now, if you are towing a vehicle or you have an abandoned vehicle, you have a boat on top of a boat trailer, right now the towing company that picks up that boat and boat trailer can get a title to the trailer, but under the current statute, they can't get a title to the boat. And so just kind of, it's a few weird things like that, that in this title, we wanted to clean up, and this was brought to me by individuals in the towing industry to help clean up these statutes. Then I came to a session and was working on this and found out that the department itself was also working on a similar bill. And so it was nice to work together with them to come up with a bill that just kind of updates this section of code and makes it possible so that way those in the industry can get titles to those vehicles that they end up having to tow that end up being abandoned. So with that, I know there's one proponent online, and I believe one in the room, so I'll turn it over to questions. I'll stand by for questions at the end of the testimony, so thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Wheeler. Any more proponent testimony in the room? We'll do that first, then we'll go online. Ms. Yeager.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Rosie Yeager. I'm the director of the Motor Vehicle Division for the state of South Dakota. And as the good senator mentioned, this is something that came up in modernization. Everybody should modernize their system because you have to review every statute you have. And through that process, we realize that boats, snowmobiles, and a few other things could not get abandoned titles on them. So like the good senator pointed out, we had the absurd result where I could issue a title, abandoned title for a boat trailer, but not the boat itself, leaving the towing agency or the removal agency with a boat they couldn't sell or do anything with. Obviously, that is not what I think the statutes were intended to do. And so this helps clean that up. You can see we just changed the definition sections of this code to include those other titled things that are not technically motor vehicles. So with that, we'd support the bill and ask for your support of Senate Bill 174, and I'll stand by for questions.
Further in the room, proponent testimony. Seeing none, we'll go online. Mr. Wicks.
Good morning. You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Please proceed. Okay. Introduce yourself, sounds where you're good. From, and thank you.
My name is Andy. I own Performance Towing out of Watertown, as well as I'm the current president of the South Dakota Tow Association. And we support this change here. We're kind of act as the highway janitors at sometimes. So in the scenarios where we have boats and snowmobiles that have been abandoned, we have to have some way to get a title for them because we can't get rid of that vehicle until we're actually the owner of it by all legal rights. So this kind of little snafu that we ran into here, we'd like to get that cleaned up, and I feel this is a pretty appropriate way to do it.
Thank you. Any more proponent testimony in the room or online? Seeing none, we'll go to opponent testimony. Having no opponent testimony, we'll waive rebuttal and go to questions from the committee. Senator Larson.
Question for the prime sponsor. Or whomever you designate as your call-a-friend. I'm just curious about roughly how many vehicles we are talking about per year. Is it 250, 100, like just the general range out of curiosity, just to understand the scope of the problem?
I guess I'll first see if Mr. Wicks knows that. If not, I can maybe phone the department in.
Did a request.
Reintroduce yourself so people online can hear you, and then please answer the question if you can.
Andy Wicks again of the Tow Association. I did issue a request, records request, a couple months ago. Basically, what it boils down to, the total number of abandoned vehicles that the state deals with as far as titles are concerned, they're issuing right around 4,000 to 4,500 abandoned titles a year. And that's cars, pickups, semis, motorcycles. So as far as the number of items that we're discussing specifically, boats, snowmobiles, we're probably talking a volume of maybe 20 to 30 a year, I would suspect, so not a high volume.
Thank you. Any further questions from the committee? If not, we'll go to discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
We'll close the public hearing. Senator Holm.
I vote do pass.
Second.
We have a motion from Senator Holm, do pass, with a second from Senator Larson. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. All in favor will vote aye. All opposed will vote no.
Senators Holm?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Sauter?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Dibert?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 7 yeas and 0 nays.
Having the majority of affirmative votes, the bill passes, and I will put this on certify for consent unless there's objection. Next bill, Senate Bill 179, Modify Requirements for Off-Road Vehicle Dealers at Special Events. Proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Wheeler.
Members of the committee again. Again, David Wheeler, Senator from District 22. Again, that's Beetle Clark and Spink Counties. I am presenting to you today Senate Bill 179. This was brought to me by an individual in Huron, actually, who was working on a promotional event for motocross in Huron at the State Fair Building. bringing in another great opportunity to use our new DEX building, bring in new events, regional events, bringing people from all over the, inside the state and outside the state for motocross in this building. And then what he found out is that he couldn't get anybody, though, to bring in, bikes, any show, someone to display bikes, to sell things that you might do in an event like this, because there were no, the way the current statute is written, you have to have a dealership in the county or surrounding county. Well, there weren't any dealerships for these types of motocross bikes in the surrounding counties of Huron. And so how do you fix that? That means that no one could come in to that event to sell during a special event. And so we kind of looked around at this statute that currently exists and went through a couple different iterations here, worked with the Auto Dealers Association people also to kind of make sure we get our franchise statutes written correctly. And that brings us to a 179A, which is an amendment that I would ask the committee to adopt, that sets forth into statute.
Mr. Wheeler, would you like us to move that before you discuss it?
If you would like to, that'd be just fine.
Second. We have a motion by Senator Shane Fish and a second by Senator Larson to move Senate Bill 179, Amendment A, Alpha. Discussion on that? Voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now we're speaking to 179 as amended with Amendment A.
Thank you. And so this bill just makes it clear that you can get a special event license for off-road vehicles. This takes it to a 7-day temporary license. You can do it in any county in the state as long as you are as long as you are a franchise dealer for that off-road vehicle brand, and there's no dealer already in the county that has the same make of off-road vehicle. That way we're not cutting into the franchise territory that already is assigned. It puts a little more substance into the current provision by requiring that they apply 20 days in advance, but still exempts them out from having to pay a fee for that special permit, as is currently the case in statute. So with that, I will stand by for questions.
Further proponent testimony in the room.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Brian Walsh. I am the Deputy Secretary at the Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources, here today to testify in support of 179 as amended. As I'm sure you're probably aware, the South Dakota State Fair is a division of our agency, and we have here recently been hosting some motocross and other MX events at our new DEX building, which we're very excited about. So we appreciate the sponsor bringing this bill. We think it gives an opportunity to increase some market access and vendor opportunities at those events, both at the fairgrounds and across the state. We think that's good for the people who attend the events and good for the people hosting the events. Appreciate the flexibility to have these events run for up to 7 days and to maintain the local dealership protection. With that in mind, we think it's good for the fair and the fairgrounds and for other special events across the state. We'd urge your support of 179 as amended. Thank you.
Further proponent testimony. Seeing none, I'll go to opponent testimony. Seeing none, we'll waive the rebuttal and go to questions from the committee. Senator Sauter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the prime, please. Just a clarification. So we're talking about, motocross bikes and everything. Would this be something like a Razor, like a side-by-side type vehicle as well?
I believe that is correct. Like a Can-Am side-by-side would count as a off-road vehicle under the definition that is in statute.
Could you identify yourself?
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, again, David Wheeler, State Senator from District 22.
Further questions from the committee? I have one for the prime or whoever he thinks can answer it. So how will we tell if they get this special sticker, if there's an event going on, if the dealership is not located in that that municipality. So if we have an event in Deadwood and the dealers are in spearfish and they get a stick on, can these people drive anywhere throughout the forest and on public lands, private lands?
Mr. Chair, I guess this is just a permit to for selling, for displaying. This isn't for driving or anything like that. It's just for the authority to set up a shop and sell temporarily.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. Senator Larson.
Just to clarify, I don't see any red flags in this bill, but just to make sure that I'm understanding it correctly, kind of along the same lines as the good senator from Spearfish here. So this allows a person who currently has a franchise license to go into a different county in the event that there is no franchise license there and have a temporary license to sell that particular type of vehicle that they already have a franchise license for.
Mr. Chair, again, David Wheeler, that is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions from the committee? How about discussion and or action? Senator Larson.
Move to pass.
We have a motion from Senator Larson, a seconder for Senator Sauter. Do pass Senate Bill 195 or 179 as amended. Discussion on the motion.
It seems like
Senator
reasonable.
Larson.
Sorry. Seems like a very reasonable bill, Senator.
Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Will the Secretary call the roll?
Senators Hohn?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Sauter?
Aye.
Shane Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye.
Beal?
Aye.
Dibert?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, there are 7 yeas and 0 nays.
Having received the affirmative votes of a majority, the bill passes, and I will certify for consent. If there's no objections, it's certified for consent. Any other things for the good of the order besides announcements that we will have a meeting on Wednesday? We have 2 bills. We're hoping to have some House bills to accompany those, so that will be coming up, that agenda. So our last 2 bills in our bill log we'll talk to on Wednesday. So, anything else for the good of the order? I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Beal, second by Wheeler to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion carries. We are adjourned.